But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Exodus 7:12. This incident illustrates when God asks you to do something, he'll provide whatever is necessary for the completion of the task. When God leads you to witness to someone, you're never sure how it will turn out, but you do it in faith, knowing God will give you what you need as you go along. If a saint steps out in faith as led by God, Satan's magicians may throw down all their rods. And every rod may be as cunning and poisonous as a serpent, but the saint will prevail, moment by moment, by the leading of the Holy Spirit. God has commissioned saints to tell sinners about Christ, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Christ. Acts 26:18. A multitude of snakes will try to stop us, but we know our message can mean the difference between heaven or hell for the people we love. We will occasionally stumble, but faith in Christ enables us to get back up and learn from the experience because we've had our senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5:14. We will overcome all obstacles by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony because we don't love our lives more than Christ. Revelation 12, verse 11. Sacrifices become pleasures, sufferings become honors. But if true religion is manifested in saints by overcoming trials, then it follows that there are many people who profess religion who aren't saved. This gives us all the more reason to keep speaking the truth in love and thus grow up in all things into him who is the head. Ephesians 4:15. Aaron's rod proved its heaven-given power. Is your religion doing so? If Christ be anything, he must be everything. O rest not till love and faith in Jesus be the master passions of your soul.